Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. You guys, do you have a long list of where you want to go? Probably trips that you've dreamed of, destinations that you have heard people talking about, and you've said, I need to add that to my list. Well, we have lists too. You know, we talk about traveling all the time, and that's because we have long lists, and we're trying to check all of those things off of that list. And as I promised, everyone's talking today. All of the Travel Bags with Anita buddies are here and talking about their plans for travel. So next up is Nicole. So Nicole, I've seen your list, as I mentioned, so I know it's long. How on earth did you go down that list and choose somewhere to go this year?
It's really difficult. It's very, very hard to pick, but I just had to at least pick one place. And right now, after listening to Olivia talk, I'm struggling to keep from trying to join her in Seoul. Olivia, if you can, just bring back Lee Min Ho for me when you go. He's my favorite actor. It's fantastic. I'm going to get you hooked on dramas.
We just split. It's going to be great. So I go to your destination with you. You come with me to Seoul.
I love that plan. Yes, that's so good.
Somebody's being left out in this plan.
You're welcome to join us.
Thank you very much.
So Olivia, where we will be going on my trip is Barcelona. Yay! In Spain. Yay. I've been wanting to go to Spain forever. I wanted to study abroad in Spain and just never did it and went to LA instead, but that's okay. That's a whole nother story. But
LA's a good destination.
It is, actually. It is. There's a lot to do there, but now it's just home, so I'm like, okay, over that. So I'm going to Barcelona, and you'll actually be there, Anita.
Yes, that's true. It is on my list as well, but yeah, I'll let you talk about the things to do there.
Yes. Okay. So I have a long list already. So everything, okay, you guys are going to have to forgive me, first of all, because everything is in Spanish. So it's very, I'm going to butcher the names of a lot of these places, but, I've been told that, first of all, the main thing to do when you're in Barcelona is eat. Everyone lives to eat. And I can totally relate to that. Everyone is on a later sort of like clock and schedule. So everyone even eats dinner late at 9. So I think I'll just fit right in. And it's the home of tapas and paella. I'm very excited to actually have it from the source and not just the local spots.
The tapas bar down the street.
Yes, in Los Angeles. But I'm very excited for that. And actually also looking forward to all of the wine. I know I always think of sangria when I think of Spain.
But lots of great wines there. You're right about that. Lots of wineries in Spain.
Yeah, apparently there's actually the Pindes region is right outside Barcelona, and they're known for, I think it's maybe pronounced Cara or Sara, I'm not sure, but it's sparkling wine, which I feel like you probably actually really like that. So
yes, because I like Fresnay, which is Spanish.
Yes, so I'm excited to try that. They're apparently very well known for that, and it pairs perfectly with tapas and paella, so that'll be good. I'll have to look into that. But we can't eat all the time, I guess. So,
well, most of the time.
Most of the time. So we're not eating. One of the other great things about Barcelona is all of the art. Mm-hmm. And not just paintings and things like that or sculptures, but also the architecture. So Antoni Gaudí was a famous architect. Spanish architect. And one of the main sites I think we're going to have to go see, because I've heard a lot about it, it's a World Heritage Site now, which means it has it was put on a list by the UN. It has a great like cultural and historical significance, but it's called La Sagrada Familia. And the temple there is the Temple Expiatory, I think that's how you say it. I'm sure they'll tell me when I'm there. I'm excited to actually learn how to say all of these words correctly and boost my Spanish again. But it's beautiful. It was first started in the 1800s with the construction, 1880s to be specific, but it's still under construction today. And they don't think it'll be done actually until 2026, which is actually 100 years after the death of the original architect.
So, oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. So, he's actually buried there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting to see that. Apparently it's beautiful and famous all over the world.
Well, there's so much history in Spain. I think a lot of times we tend to think about some of the other European countries, like Rome, for instance, you know, with all of their history, but there's quite a bit in Spain as well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually the home of my favorite painter, Dali, Salvador Dali. I had a giant Metamorphosis painting above my bed in my dorm room. I was probably one of the only college freshmen with a huge philosophical painting over their bed, but it's fine. But yeah, there's also the famous Dali Museum is a good day trip from Barcelona. You can just take a train out to it. He actually designed it himself. So even though he was really well known for his paintings, he's also an architect, designer as well. So that's another great thing to do. Oh my gosh, what else is Barcelona is also a major port city. So for anyone listening who loves cruises, it's one of the main spots for the start of the different Mediterranean cruises.
So they stop there. That's good to know.
Yeah, it's a great stop. Even like Norwegian Cruise Line, which is one we know so well here, does trips there as well. So apparently it's very tourist friendly. So for anyone who's a little nervous about traveling, apparently it's a great city to start with. And if you really want to take in the bay there, there are great places to do it from. One of them is called Montjuïc, maybe is how you say it. But it's basically a hilltop that sits above the bay. And it's supposed to be really beautiful because there are several different areas. There's actually a fountain sort of like in the middle of it. They call it the Magic Fountain. So there's a 15-minute light show there. It's just like set to everything from Beethoven to pop music, and it goes on for 15 minutes and there are lights, sometimes there are fireworks, and it goes up to like 50 meters high with like water explosions. Wow. And all these things.
Well, I love a light show, especially if you add water to it. Now, if you guys are just joining us, Nicole is talking about her destination that she definitely wants to put on her list and actually make it happen this year, and that is Barcelona, Spain. So Nicole, now what about the music and flamenco and things like that? Can you find that in Barcelona?
Yes, you can find that there, and actually in the same area, Montjuïc, that I don't really know how to pronounce the name, there are actually some great spots for that. There's actually an area called Poble Español, I think is how you pronounce it, and it's actually, again, known for its architecture. It has 120 buildings that like literally represent architecture from around the country, all across Spain. And within that, you have different restaurants, there are different clubs you can go to, and you can take flamenco classes and things like that. So it's apparently a really great place to go. And there are also other interesting parts of that area. There's like an old bullfighting ring that's been transformed into a mall. So that's another place to go for like great culture and nightlife and stuff like that.
Oh, so maybe even bullfighting. Maybe you check that out.
It's actually not a bullfighting ring anymore.
No.
No. They changed it to a mall.
Oh, okay.
but as intense.
Exactly. Just as intense, just a different way, right?
Exactly.
But
exactly,
I'm sure there's bullfighting somewhere, though.
I'm sure there's
bullfighting
somewhere. Now, is this a trip you're doing solo? Or I'll be there, but is this a solo trip?
I think my mom might be coming with me, actually, so I'm excited for that.
Oh, I'm sure she has her fingers crossed.
Yes.
She's actually in the studio, too. She's sitting with her fingers crossed, so I think that means she's going.
Yes, she's decided. Yes. And some of my friends are coming, too, so I'm excited for that.
Oh, yeah. This will be a group trip. Well, this sounds fantastic, Nicole. Thank you so much for sharing all of that.
Yes.
And yes, I will be in Barcelona at the time, but I will be attending a conference, so I think I might be able to do two of the things that you've listed. I'll make sure I include some food in that part.
Yes.
Yeah, you guys are listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you today by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia, where you can go for a great vacation getaway as well. That should be on your list for this year, too. Now, Travel Bags is brought to you by the Sapelo Birdhouses, so check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com or give them a call at 912-223-6515. The show is on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9, WDUN. We'll be back in a minute. Yeah, you can be the greatest, you can be the best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest. You can beat the world, you can beat the war. You can talk the guy, go banging on his door. You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock. Yeah. You can move a mountain, you can break rocks. You can be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.